Roman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios. Barry Trotz will join us in 1 hour. Thank God, because then we can talk to a competent general manager who is not signing Mason Rudolph to be the backup quarterback. And Twitter's mad at me, Ian.
For what?
Because I'm crapping all over this Mason Rudolph signing. Mm-hmm. Again, the breaking news, the Titans have signed Mason Rudolph to a one-year deal worth up to $3.6 whatever million dollars it is, according to Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network. I hate this move. Backup quarterback is an important position for a couple of reasons. Number one, the backup has got to be the mentor to Will Levis. Just like Floyd told me, Neil O'Donnell was very important to Steve McNair. As far as kind of like a caddy, you know, somebody that's there for the young quarterback that can show him the way, that can go through their experiences, and maybe Rudolph's great with that. I have no idea. That's the number one thing. The number two thing is that quarterbacks get hurt at an alarming rate nowadays, and thus the backup quarterback has to be able to play if you want to win any games with your backup quarterback in there. And so he can't be just some straight-up crap bum, right? Like last year, the Texans signed Case Keenum to go behind C.J. Stroud and, you know, in there with Davis Mills. And they did that because Keenum's had the experience. Keenum took a team to an NFC championship game. Mason Rudolph was the third-string quarterback last year who got in there and won a couple of games down the stretch. But he's terrible, and he's always been terrible. And so Twitter's all mad. Somebody goes, Rand could sign Justin Jefferson, and I believe you'd find something negative to say. Ian, did I bitch about Lloyd Cushenberry?
No, I don't think so.
Did I bitch about Tony Pollard?
No, I don't think so.
Did I bitch about Chidobe Awuzie?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't complain about those players. No, I complain about the bad ones. And some people are like, chill out, Jared. We needed a backup. It's a, you know, we need a backup. No, you signed a third-string quarterback, is what you just did. A guy who the Steelers consistently dump, right? He was the backup. Ben got hurt. He had to go in. He stunk. He got benched. He was the third string, the second stringer. He was on the team, and they lost Ben Roethlisberger, and they were going to draft a quarterback, and they signed Mitch Trubisky. Because, you know, they don't want anything to do with Mason Rudolph. Then when they realized Trubisky might actually be worse, they turned around and they put him in there and then they let him just go. They didn't care about that. I mean, you know, somebody else tweeted, Jared, let's waste $10 million on a veteran quarterback when the Titans have zero chance of winning a title next year. Let's get an expensive vet for no reason. No. Let's get an expensive veteran to show Will Levis the way. Somebody that actually has real league experience. Mason Rudolph has thrown 458 passes in his career. Neil O'Donnell, when he got to the Titans, had thrown 3,000 passes in his career. That Titans team was 8-8. Nobody thought they had a chance of winning a Super Bowl, and they ended up coming up 1 yard short. You guys just want to piss away next season like it doesn't matter. I mean, this is freaking ridiculous. So, no. I mean, I've got an injury-prone quarterback who I don't even know is the guy yet. I've got an injury-prone quarterback. My owner has been pumping up my cap space. And I need a veteran, solid backup quarterback. And I don't get Joe Flacco. I don't get a Jacoby Brissett. I don't get a Russell Wilson. I don't get a Ryan Tannehill. The Jets, I think the Jets are fine at quarterback unless he goes and decides to be, you know, vice president on that third ticket with old Buddy. I mean, and they signed Tyrod Taylor. I can't have Tyrod Taylor. I can't even have Mac Jones. I can't have anybody. I get Mason freaking Rudolph. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is what this, I get Mason Rudolph and Sadiq Charles. The Texans are adding Danielle Hunter, and I get Mason Rudolph and Sadiq Charles. Woo! Cap space! God. I mean, if I really had a choice, I'd root for another team. Like, I would. Okay. All right. Now we get a real signing, which I'm a little surprised by. This is from Ian Rappaport. Breaking news. The Titans are signing Jaguars star wide receiver Calvin Ridley. It says completing. Completing their free agency with a splash? Hold on. Completing? They're done? The 29-year-old Ridley gets a four-year, $92 million contract with $50 million fully guaranteed on a contract. Okay, then he shouts out the agent. So, again, the agent is telling us 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. That's what the agent is telling us. So, I mean, I'm, you know, look, Mason Rudolph sucks, and I'm still not over that. But we turn our attention to a real signing that is not Sadiq Charles and is not Mason Rudolph, and that is Calvin Ridley. According to my notes, Calvin Ridley has character concerns, but the one thing that we should say about the character concerns with Calvin Ridley that is important to me is that he played in Jacksonville last year, and Nick Holtz was the offensive is the offensive coordinator of the Titans, and he was the passing game coordinator last year in Jacksonville. So he's been around Calvin Ridley. Ridley played in all 17 games last year. He only played, he did not play in 2022 for a gambling suspension, and he played five games in 2021 due to mental health issues. There is a quarterback rating of 89.7 when he's targeted. He had 32 deep targets, so they will throw the ball down the field to Calvin Ridley. Now, remember, Calvin Ridley dropped what probably was going to be a touchdown that either was going to put Jacksonville back in the game or give him the lead, or I can't remember, you know, the details of what the score was when he dropped a ball that Trevor Lawrence put right in his hands. But that would have been a touchdown and probably would have put the Jags in the playoffs or at least gotten them a lot closer, and he dropped it, which I don't like. Now, he does have a 96.8 grade, according to Pro Football Focus, on deep throws. So when the quarterback lets it rip, it's pretty good. He's got a 113 quarterback rating when targeted deep. Only 30%, which is not the end of the world, but only 30% on contested catches, which, again, not great, but not bad. Seven drops last season. Now, is that because he's shaking off, you know, the cobwebs of having not played for 2 years? I don't know. But, Ian, what was the contract total again?
92 with 50 guaranteed.
So 92 over 4, what does that come out to be?
Just about, what's that, 22? 23?
23,
like that.
So somewhere around there, and it's 50 guaranteed. So if it's 50 guaranteed, then it's pretty much a 2-year deal worth $25 million a season. What do we think? I mean,
yeah, right at 23.
So, here are my thoughts on Ridley. First of all, I think the Titans probably overpaid a little bit, but I don't care about that. But if it's $23 million a year, and again, it's 50 guaranteed, so look at it again, and this is what's come from the agent, so I'm sure there are some more, you know, there are some more elements to this, but it's probably a 2-year, $50 million contract. And then the Titans have options, and that would be his age 30 and 31 seasons. And then if he's good, you keep him, and if he's bad, you get rid of him. Ridley can run. Yeah, that I will give him. Ridley can run. Ridley can run. And I think that's a good sign. By the way, remember how Paul Kaharsky accused Rand Carthon of leaking to Ian Rappaport? Because Ian Rappaport went up to Paul last year at the Combine and was talking about how close he is with Rand. Rappaport just sent out a tweet. Quietly, Titans GM Rand Carthon and the team's brass have been lurking, and in a splash, they land Ridley. New coach Brian Callahan and quarterback Will Levis get a big-time weapon. It's like he added, there's no news in that, but so be it. So, I will tell you this right now. The Ridley thing, it changes one very important element of the Titans. And we'll hit that next in your reaction. 615-737-1025, breaking news. The Titans have added Calvin Ridley, which does make me feel a lot better than I felt 10 minutes ago when they signed Sadiq Charles and Mason Rudolph. I'm still not angry about the Rudolph thing. But we've moved our attention to Ridley. 615-737-1025, Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Stillman & Company breaking news, the Tennessee Titans have signed wide receiver Calvin Ridley from the Jacksonville Jaguars, 4 years, $92 million, $50 million fully guaranteed, according to his agent. So I have one other thought, and then we'll get to your phones at 615-737-1025. By the way, everybody on Twitter is like, what do you think of Rand now, Jared?
Let him cook.
I'm like, first of all, this doesn't change that I still hate the Mason Rudolph signing. Like, I want everybody out there to know this. I still hate the Mason Rudolph signing. And I have question marks surrounding Ridley. You know, number one is the age, and number two is the character concerns. But the Nick Holtz factor does make me feel better knowing that he was in Jacksonville with Ridley. And if Ridley was a red flag, then he would have said so, and they would have not signed him. Now, I'll tell you this. If Ridley goes off the reservation here, I'm firing Nick Holtz. Like, if I'm the owner, and Ridley goes off the reservation after Nick Holtz gave us the thumbs up, I am telling Brian Callahan he is fired. Just like they probably told Mike Vrabel, Craig Aukerman, after those two punts got blocked, was fired. But I think that he probably had to give the thumbs up in order to make this a reality. Here's what I want. You know, Ridley is fast. And I'm fine with overpaying Ridley. And by the way, to the person in the last segment that was like, I think Rand could sign Justin Jefferson and you wouldn't like it. I don't have a problem with the Ridley signing. Ian, have I crapped on the Ridley signing?
Not yet.
Okay. He is fast. He is an outside guy. DeAndre Hopkins is an outside guy. So with the 38th pick, does this change the plans at 38? Does this change the plan? Because there's been a lot of talk about L'Jarius Sneed. And I didn't see how the Titans could add L'Jarius Sneed if they traded the 38th pick, which is what I think it would have taken in order to get L'Jarius Sneed. Well, now, because I just thought they're not going to trade 38 because they've got a wide receiver, they need a wide receiver with that pick. And I still think with Ridley at 30 years old, I still think they need to take a wide receiver. But I was wondering, well, maybe this now takes the place of that. And then they'll feel comfortable trading 38 in order to get L'Jarius Sneed. Now, again, I'm not the biggest Ridley fan, but he was the top guy on the market who could run. You know, again, I got in the argument with Chris Sanders about this when it came to, you know, Curtis Samuel or Tyler Boyd. And Chris Sanders was like, oh, no, you can play them outside. They can run. You can use them. I'm like, no, those guys are slots. Calvin Ridley is not a slot receiver. He is an outside guy. And again, 32 deep targets last season. And that is absolutely not shabby at all. Let's go to your phones as promised. 615-737-1025 here on our program if you want to weigh in. Gunner asks, is this a better signing than Jacksonville signing of Christian Kirk? I don't think it's a better signing because Christian Kirk's good. Because Kirk was younger, Kirk was probably faster, and Kirk wasn't suspended for an entire season and didn't miss pretty much the entire season the year before that with mental health reasons. That being said, I think this is the same thing. I think this is, look at the receiver and who's the best receiver on the market. What does it take to get him? It takes $50 million guaranteed? Fine, done. $25 million a season? I mean, that is legit. Like, I don't have a problem with overpaying because, again, I think the cap's fake anyways. So I don't have a problem with overpaying, but I am, you know, again, I'm worried about the character thing, and if your offensive coordinator knows him, then that should ease my character concerns. One texter says, as far as the Titans are concerned, David in Arkansas says, Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, and if Burks could get back on track with his talent, that could be a great group of wide receivers. It's almost certain the Titans go left tackle in the draft, and they will need protection to get the ball to those wide receivers. I thought it was certain the Titans were going left tackle in the draft anyway, but now it's probably guaranteed. that seventh pick will be used in some form of another in order for the Titans to be able to get their left tackle. So I like that. Now, I do wonder, does this take them out on defense? Oh, we got more breaking news. Tom Pelissero reports that the Titans are signing veteran kicker Nick Folk to a one-year $3.75 million contract with a max of 4.13 per with incentives. A big deal for the NFL's most accurate kicker, 375 for Nick Folk. It might be a little too much, but again, I don't care. I think the cap's fake anyways. So as far as the kicker is concerned, that's taken care of. I hope the incentives are extra point related, because over the last 2 years, Nick Folk has done fine kicking the ball, but those extra points been a little bit of a problem for him. But again, we'll get to that later. Whatever. Nick Folk's fine. Ridley, I do think, changes not only the Snead conversation, but he also changes the 38th pick conversation, whether you use that for a trade of Legarius Snead or whether you use that, which I thought was for sure going to be a wide receiver, now it could be a defensive player. And I don't know what the expectation of the defensive players in this draft is, but I absolutely think that that could all be in play. I mean, these people. Austin from Clarksville says, Tavondre Sweat at 38. Who the hell's that? Am I supposed to know who that is? Do you know who that is, Ian?
I do not. At pick 38? No.
Cameron says, 34 or 4 years for a 30-year-old wide receiver. Look, man, they ain't all perfect on the free agent market. Like, that's how it is. There is no unblemished player on the free agent market. The old man used to say, guys are only available for one of four reasons. Bad player, bad guy, too much money, injured. In the case of Ridley, we have bad guy concerns and maybe too much money concerns. I'm a little surprised that Jacksonville, you know, didn't. And I'm sure there was a bidding war for Ridley, for sure. I'm a little surprised that Jacksonville didn't find a way to keep him, even if that meant working out a deal with Atlanta. And that makes me a little concerned. But again, I'm not that concerned because, again, your offensive coordinator was their passing game coordinator. Fitz joins us next. His reaction. We'll get right to it on his thoughts on Calvin Ridley and what it means for the 38th pick, what it means for Legarius Sneed, what it means for Will Levis, and the other free agent signings as well. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app. That's right. I love FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA's wide range of bets like quick bets, live same game parlays, player props, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/JGM and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. That's right. Everybody's got to love FanDuel, and it's an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. There you go. 21 and over in present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Stillman and Company here on the program. Again, the breaking news. The Tennessee Titans have signed Calvin Ridley to a four-year contract, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. The way I look at it is it's a two-year contract worth $25 million a year. Because if it's $50 million guaranteed as reported, then that means that you're paying $50 million if he plays for you for 2 years. So it's basically a two-year $50 million contract with, again, those options over the next couple of years. Now, somebody texted me and they said, oh, I just got in the car. I wanted to know kind of your Calvin Ridley initial reaction to that. My initial reaction, again, is my biggest concerns with Calvin Ridley are the character issues, whether it was the gambling suspension or, you know, and again, I don't think mental health is a character issue, but it is a concern. Like, it's an injury, I guess, like other injuries about, hey, is his headspace in the right place if we're going to make a $50 million commitment for this guy? And I'm okay. I'm fine with it because Nick Holtz is the passing game or is the offensive coordinator of the Titans. He was the passing game coordinator last year in Jacksonville, which means he was around Ridley. So if Ridley was a good guy, if Ridley's a good teammate, if Ridley is somebody that you can count on, which for $50 million over 2 years, that should be somebody you can count on, he would know. So that's my biggest thing. My biggest concern with Ridley are his hands. Because I know he can run. I know he can run deep. I know he can catch it deep. And I know he'll play all 17 games because he, that is if he's, you know, not gambling. 17 games in 2023. So that meant that he stayed healthy. 7 drops last year. You know, that's Chigakonkwo territory. And so, you know, that's the only concern that I have is him catching the ball. It did kind of hit me, though, for a second, Ian, that the $25 million, that's how much A.J. Brown makes.
Yeah. Well, Ridley makes 23.
Yeah, but when it's 50 guaranteed.
By two.
Like, you know that that's a two-year $50 million contract. And then the rest are just options.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's the thing about free agency is you're always going to overpay. You overpaid Lloyd Cushenberry. You overpaid, you know, you really didn't overpay Tony Pollard. You probably paid Tony Pollard about what he's worth. But you overpaid Lloyd Cushenberry because you're going to overpay in free agency. And somebody tweeted me and they said, see, this is what tells you all about how the league feels about Will Levis. I guess they like Will Levis. You know, I guess that's kind of the sentiment here, that they like Will Levis because, you know, if they're going to sign with the Titans, they must like him. Dude, they didn't sign with the Titans. Ridley didn't sign with the Titans for Will Levis. Ian, why'd he sign?
Oh, the money.
The money. Like, that's why he signed. Just like Christian Kirk didn't sign to go to Jacksonville to play with Trevor Lawrence. He signed for the money. He would have gone to Siberia for the kind of money that he was offered. Neil texts in and says, why is Calvin Ridley considered a quote-unquote bad guy? So Calvin Ridley missed the entire 2022 season because in 2021, the NFL found out that he was placing, it was legal for you and me, but it's not legal for an NFL player to bet on the NFL, and they suspended him for a year. Do you guys not remember that? Because, like, remember how, I forget who it was, Von Miller maybe, somebody else, got a domestic violence issue, and it was like, so that's only 6 games, but Calvin Ridley's the whole season. And I'm like, that's not an apples-to-apples comparison. So Ridley got popped for the entire year. Jacksonville traded a 3rd-round pick to Atlanta in order to get Ridley, which, again, was probably in large part because they were desperate for receivers the same way they paid Kirk all that money. And he had to miss the entire 2022 season. And then again, and I don't know, I wasn't there. And my guess is even if you covered the team, you still probably don't know the reality of what happened as far as the 5 games in 2021 and then leaving the team, you know, and citing mental health as the reason. There's no way to know what's what unless you're there. And so that's why I feel comfortable with Nick Holtz as the offensive coordinator of the Titans, who is in Jacksonville, that he will know one way or another. Lamar says, have the Titans ever taken a player from Jacksonville and that player ever been good? Ian, look that up, says Lamar. I'm not going to ask you to look that up, Ian. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who's come from Jacksonville? Now, I believe Eddie Robinson, and I will ask you to look this up, Ian. I believe the linebacker Eddie Robinson came from Jacksonville. Now, he was with the Oilers, and then he went to Jacksonville.
That is correct.
Thank you! Bang! Bang!
Houston, Jacksonville for 2 seasons, and then to Tennessee in 98.
Bang! Bang, baby! Got that one right. That counts. Does that count?
Sure.
That counts. I'll take it. By the way, they've got this thing on Football Reference and Baseball Reference called the Immaculate Grid thing. I've become addicted to it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They're tricky.
I mean, you got to know your stuff. Like, I try hockey. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know who played for the Calgary Flames, but, like, I'm addicted to that stuff. So I'm trying to think, is there anybody else? Like, Jonathan Cyprian, you know, no, because he was kind of, TD says Arden Key. Arden had a good season.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I mean, Eddie Robinson. To me, Eddie Robinson, I remember talking to Floyd about this during the COVID shutdowns, because nobody wore, like, Eddie Robinson jerseys at the stadium or anything like that. But he was a really good player. And Floyd was like, look, I don't know what the fans were saying, but inside the building, he was the man. And I'm like, that's how I felt about Danico Autry, which was, nobody's wearing a Danico Autry jersey to the game. But, like, I think we can all agree that Danico Autry was the man. Hold on, let's see this. Bobby Wagner signing with the Commanders. 1 year deal worth $8.5 million. Again, I'm still on the Jerome Baker train. I do wonder where that's going. Like, I do wonder where that would be. Benjamin says AJ Brown would make more than $25 million a year if he signed a contract in free agency today. Bingo. I'm just telling you the reality that, again, Ridley, and it's technically 23, but it's really 25 over 2 years. Ridley's making AJ Brown money. Oh, TD said that his face palm in the Arden Key text was because he's like, he wasn't being serious about that. Arden Key, I mean, like, Arden Key had a good season. If I could find somebody better, I would. But 3 years, $70 million for Michael Pittman. What's that? $70 million per year? What is that? Over 3 years. 23 and a third?
Yep.
Okay.
So pretty much the same.
Brian says, I'd 100% trade the 38th pick and Kyle Phillips for L'Jarius Sneed now. You don't need Kyle Phillips in that trade, and I don't think they want Kyle Phillips in that trade. I do wonder this, though. I do wonder what this means for Burks, because I don't think the Titans are out as far as the draft is concerned with what the wide receiver market, because Brian Callahan got up there at the combine. Now, he could have been lying through his ass. I don't know. But he got up there at the combine, and he talked about how there are going to be good receivers in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds. And he said, you know, hopefully we can get a couple of those guys. Well, right now, DeAndre Hopkins is going to start. Calvin Ridley is going to start. Burks is not a slot receiver, though in theory you could put Burks outside and move DeAndre into the slot if you wanted to. But if you draft another receiver, then where is Burks on the depth chart? And Burks doesn't play special teams. So could this be a scenario where, to Brian Callahan's point, he thinks there's going to be receivers in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, and then you take Treylon Burks to the market and you get a sixth round pick or something like that in return for Treylon Burks? And that could be that way. That could not be that way. One texter says, Jared, do you think this is turning out to be the 2008 Titans free agency class with Nick Harper, Chris Hope, David Thornton, and Kerry Collins? So it was 2006 is what you're talking about. Collins was kind of a late addition. To me, the big one you missed was Kevin Mawai. You know, he was kind of the leader that brought that offensive line together. And I do think Lloyd Cushenberry could be that guy. You also forgot David Givens, the wide receiver the Titans paid a boatload of money to, who I think caught like three passes for the Titans. I don't know. Like, I think it's too early to get excited about that. Again, I love the Cushenberry sign. Pollard I'm on board with. Ridley I'm on board with. Awuzie I'm on board with. I like, that's fine. Kenneth Murray, Pro Football Focus says he stinks, but who knows. Sadiq Charles, Mason Rudolph, out, no. No, no, no. And then the really thing I'm cool with. 615-737-1025. Let's get to your phones and we'll do more of them. 615-737-1025. And then there is the question about L'Jarius Sneed, which I think is a fair question to ask. Let's talk about Twice Daily. That's right. I love Twice Daily, and Twice Daily has your cravings. Try their new wraps, Italian, ham and cheddar, turkey and Swiss, Nashville, hot chicken, you name it. They're made to order with your favorite toppings. You can download the Twice Daily app to order ahead, and of course, they've got snacks at Twice Daily as well. They've got your favorites like chicken fingers, tater rounds, and more, and pretzels. Salted, garlic, parmesan, cinnamon, sugar, you name it. They're available now through the made-to-order kiosk, and you can download the Twice Daily app and join the loyalty program to unlock special discount savings more, and of course, order ahead. If you're looking for convenience, Twice Daily has you covered. Twice Daily, fresh all day.
For Tennessee, you already, you know, had a chance to get off the field, but the pass interference gives Jacksonville another chance. Again, they like to run corner routes to the short side of the field where Jones and Ingram are. Lawrence, back in the end zone, Ridley, over the shoulder catch, touchdown. Control, right foot, left foot, Ridley, surgical in the back corner of the end zone.
A beautiful throw, and this is a mismatch. You got Hooker playing inside. Ridley to the wide side of the field can just run away from Hooker, but that isn't possible without a perfect ball from the quarterback, and Lawrence gives him that.
There you go. That was when the Titans went to Jacksonville and they lined up Amani Hooker on Calvin Ridley, and now they're teammates, at least for right now. I do have a question off the top of my head. Barry Trotz will join us in 10 minutes, so we're going to roll through some of your phones, but I do wonder a couple things. Number one, I wonder if this now opens up the 38th pick for L'Jarius Sneed. But then I wonder, do they actually have the cash to be able to pay L'Jarius Sneed? I also wonder if the Titans have the cash to be able to fill the holes on defense, because they need defensive line help. Trevor said that's bigger than offensive line. And I also wonder, does this mean that the Titans are for sure locked in with Chig at tight end and trying out Nicholas Petitfrere, a.k.a.
PT.
PT at right tackle, which I don't need to tell the right tackle story here. You know, that I just, but it is what it is. And so if you ask me, do you like the Calvin Ridley signing? My answer to that is they had to get Levis his own Christian Kirk. And that's what Ridley is. And then again, on the character issues with Ridley, one of his coaches in Jacksonville is your offensive coordinator. Chad says, give Tyler Boyd 2 years and be done with wide receiver other than a late round guy. Give yourself more flexibility. I disagree. If this is a great receiver draft, you need to pick a receiver, because Ridley's 30 and DeAndre's not going to be out there for forever. So I think you do need a young receiver in the pipeline, even if now it's not as immediate of a need. Which I do wonder what they're going to do on the defensive line, and I wonder what they're going to do with that other corner spot. Texter says, what are we expecting out of Ridley? Robert Brown or Robert Woods numbers or A.J. Brown numbers? I'd say somewhere in between. I mean, I think that DeAndre is going to be the favorite target. Second down and eight, they're going to find DeAndre. But I think they're going to run the ball a lot this year with Tony Pollard. I know that one quote that Brian Callahan said about the team that passes the ball the best wins. I know that is legit. But you got to take baby steps, and running the football is always important for a young quarterback. So I think they're going to run the ball a lot, and I think Tony Pollard is going to be the primary running back. Now, Spears will get his carries, and they'll interchange them. But if you talk about pounding the rock, I think that's going to be Tony Pollard. And so let's say Tony Pollard rips off 7 yards on first down. Then I think you're going to see the deep shots to Ridley. I think Ridley's going to be the big explosive guy. And I think the other guy, you know, Hopkins is going to be the more consistent Levis, just constantly playing pepper with him. The other thing into the equation with Chig, and I don't like doing this, because when I do this, I feel like it gets fans maybe a little excited. Like, I think it gets fans, it's using hope as a strategy, or hope as an expectation, which I don't do. Optimism as an expectation, which I don't do. In Chig's rookie year, he was explosive. He had, in the NFL, the second most yards per route behind Tyreek Hill. And I really thought Chig could be an every down tight end, and he looked that way in training camp, and I bought the Kool-Aid, and it just really wasn't, in my opinion, he's just not a starting tight end. That's just me. Brian Callahan says otherwise. But Chig does have the athleticism, if he could ever catch the ball. Chig does have the athleticism to be a big play tight end. And I do wonder with Ridley and with Pollard and with Spears if Chig could be featured kind of in for some of those big plays. Especially now that you have a better offensive coach. One texter says, Jared, do you think that there's anything to the fact that this didn't get leaked? Just think of how Rand couldn't stop talking and they missed out on C.J. Stroud or C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They probably won't get Simmons or Snead because those leaked. I mean, I think there was always talk, wasn't there, about the Titans having interest in Calvin Ridley? I just never thought that it was going to come to pass because I thought the Patriots were going to pay through the ass.
It sounded like the Titans were almost like the third team in that.
Yeah, behind, what, New England and Jacksonville?
Yeah.
And so I think that there's a, you know, Peter Schrager says, always look for connective tissue on surprise signings like Calvin Ridley and the Titans. Titans' new offensive coordinator, Nick Holtz, coached Calvin Ridley last year in Jacksonville, and the two had a great relationship. Hey, you weren't surprised by that if you listened to this show. That's right. One texter says, could the Titans trade down and find their way into an extra second or third? So here's the problem with Snead. Like, let's say the Titans want Snead, but they want to deal a third and they don't have a third. You'd almost have to wait until the draft to be able to do it. And I don't know that Kansas City's going to wait that long. But if you waited until the draft, you probably could. Because, again, I'm still not ruling out wide receiver as a possible position the Titans could draft, even with the addition of Ridley. And that means neither can Atlanta. And the difference between 7 and 8 is a third-round pick. So if you can convince Atlanta that you might take Odunze or Neighbors if they're there, you can move back with Atlanta, still take your left tackle at 8, pick up the third, turn it around for L'Jarius Sneed. Just a possibility, but you can't bank on it because you don't know who's going to be there when you're on the clock at 7, and you can't make a decision as to what Atlanta is going to be willing to do or not do. Maybe Atlanta doesn't want Odunze or Neighbors. Texture says the Titans should sign Eric Armstead and the linebacker coming in tomorrow and then switch in the second round and a fifth for L'Jarius Sneed. So the guy on defense, I want DJ Reader on the offensive on the defensive line, and I want Jerome Baker, who I think Terrell is referring to, the linebacker coming in tomorrow. I want Jerome Baker. I love Jerome Baker. So that, you know, I absolutely, green dot guy, and he's got to stay healthy, which he didn't this year, but he was good at that last year. Totally fine. I think he's a better player than Azeez. And if they can get those two done, if they can get DJ Reader and Jerome Baker, then I think they just need a little bit more depth on the defensive line, another corner, and whatever it takes to not have Nicholas Petitfrere at right tackle. And then I'll feel good about the team. And then we'll see if Will Levis can be the guy. Barry Trotz will join us next. Predators in Winnipeg tonight. Post-trade deadline, how does the team feel? What are we thinking? We'll do that coming up next. FanDuel Sportsbook's my official sportsbook app. That's right. Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. So when you've got Kenny, Chuck, Shaq, Ernie, you can go ahead and bet the same game parlays with TNT. However you want to play, go to FanDuel.com/JGM to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same game parlay from TNT on TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/JGM. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over and present. Tennessee minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.